This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
The Income Tax Department has extended the deadline for filing income tax returns to 31 December of this year. Now, this is the second time that ITR filing date has been extended from the original deadline of 31 July. Now, this extension has definitely come as a relief to those individual taxpayers and chartered accountants who have been facing issues filing ITR in the new e-filing portal. So, they can delay filing their returns till, maybe December, till the time all the glitches on the ITR portal are rectified. But for those taxpayers whose self-assessment tax liability is over 1 lakh, waiting till the last moment to file their ITR will actually come at a heavy cost. So in today's podcast, we'll discuss what is this penal interest on missing the deadline for those with a self-assessment tax liability of over 1 lakh and who does it apply to. Hello everyone, I am Shipra from Mint Money team and welcome to Why Not Mint Money. I have with me Sujit Bangar of TaxBuddy.com for our top podcast today. Hi Sujit and welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Sujit Bangar, founder TaxBuddy.com. I have been into intent to indie service before founding TaxBuddy.com.
Sujit, why don't you tell our listeners which penalty is levied under Section 234A?
Section 234A is about interest. It's not penalty. You have prepaid taxes like advance tax, TDS. Many times tax liability exceeds these prepaid taxes. And this outstanding tax is known as self-assessment tax. And this self-assessment tax needs to be paid before due date. Otherwise, interest under Section 234A is levied for delay in filing return of income. If the taxpayer files return of income after due date, interest under Section 234A is levied. This interest would be 1% per month, levied from due date till filing of return. Here, part of month would be considered as full of month. For example, if due date is 31st July and if I am filing my return of income on 5th August, the delay of 5 days will also be considered as 1 month, because part of month is considered as a 1 month and interest will be levied accordingly.
Alright, that makes it quite clear. And which section of taxpayers will be affected due to this?
The original due date was 31st July 2021. This was first extended to 30th September 2021. And now, recently, it has been further extended to 31st December 2021. We should understand vividly that interest under Section 234A would be chargeable now only if tax payable outstanding is more than rupees 1 lakh and it would be levied from 1st August 2021 till the date of filing of return. And at what rate it will be levied? At 1% per month. If tax liability to be paid is less than rupees 1 lakh, then there won't be interest under Section 234A for ITRs being filed before 31st December 2021. Therefore, it's advisable to compute tax working immediately, even if ITR may be filed later. This may help us in saving interest. After paying tax outstanding, one can file ITR anytime before 31st December.
Alright, so that's about Section 234A. You know, apart from this reason, why do you think it is a good idea for taxpayers to file their returns well in advance, you know, instead of waiting till the last date of 31 December?
When it is statutory compliance or tax compliance, it's always better to do it immediately, without any further delay, without waiting for the deadline or without waiting for the due date. As we all know, if tax liability is below 1 lakh, then there won't be interest under 234A. One can file return before 31st of December and pay tax also accordingly, no issue. If the tax liability is more than 1 lakh, one can pay tax immediately so that avoiding further levy of interest, and then return can be filed before 31st of December. But if all things are ready, it's always advisable to file income tax return immediately, because firstly, it will help you to compute exact tax working, because exact tax working happens only while the filing of return. And secondly, if you file return early, you can expect it to be processed at the earliest, and which can ensure you fast receipt of refund. So that's why if everything is ready, just go and file return. There is no reason for making further delay.
Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.